Welcome to your five for the day. Mistaken identity is a common occurrence. I remember my father telling me something that happened to him when he was a gunner during the Second World War. Not long after the D-Day landings in 1944, my father found himself in Holland with his regiment. One day he was arrested and frog-marched before his commanding officer, who accused him of being a bigamist. Without being given the opportunity to defend himself, he was put in the cells overnight to await the arrival of his wife from England the following day. Apparently my father fitted the description of the real bigamist, and after an uncomfortable night in the cells was soon released when the wife exclaimed, "That's not him. He doesn't look like him at all." An embarrassed commanding officer could not apologize enough to the wife, and compensated my father with a day's leave. In the Bible, we have several occasions of mistaken identity. The disciples of Jesus mistook him for a ghost when he walked on the Sea of Galilee towards their storm-hit ship. On the resurrection morning, Mary Magdalene mistook the risen Lord to be the gardener, until he called her by name. In a very real sense, he is the gardener of our souls. Weeds need to be removed. Water needs to be added. How tirelessly and patiently he has laboured on some of our souls that they might bear fruit. Notice the weeds and boulders he removes in the story. As he deals with Mary, it is the weed of sorrow and grief. So preoccupied with her loss, she was not able to appreciate her gain. She had to turn from her sorrow to see him. Like Moses in the desert and John on Patmos, she had to turn from her circumstances to appreciate all he wished to be to her. When she turned, she exchanged her pain for incredible gain. A different weed was growing rampant that day with the disciples of Jesus in the upper room. It was the weed of fear. It was strangling and suffocating any possibility of fruitfulness in the lives of those gathered. Doors were shut and windows no doubt barred. Hushed voices and subdued tones were the only thing allowed. Suddenly, unexpectedly, into their midst came the gardener. His words, "Peace be unto you," turned sadness into gladness and fear into fresh hope. Jesus the gardener had one more removal to perform, the boulder of stubbornness and unbelief. It was not that the absent Thomas could not believe. He would not believe. He adamantly refused and laid down his own conditions. How gracious of the Lord a week later to deal so gently with him. And when he was done his gardening, the boulder was gone and fruit began to spring to life. The Lord Jesus is still at work today in your life and mine as he wants to remove the boulders of sorrow, grief, fear and unbelief placed there by sin. Every one of us can be in a storm, afraid, convinced we won't last the night. In our darkest hour, when everything overwhelms us, faith in the Lord Jesus will work and the burden will lift. Just as Jesus was in the middle of that storm in Galilee, today, wherever, whenever there's a crisis, a tragedy, sickness, sin, fear or pain in your life, Jesus is always there. Although at the moment, when you're experiencing it, when you're struggling through the day and you can't sleep at night, even though you can't see Jesus because of your absolute distress, he is closer to you than you could ever imagine. There's no place for mistaken identity with him. He's the real thing.